The Gemara continues in Daf Nun Tes Omid Aleph. The Gemara is in the midst of a teretz. The Gemara said, Hoil v'roi lakisha al gabi cheres, which is coming to answer the original kasha that we had. It says in the Braisa on Daf Nun Ches Omid Beis that nitlu im belayin, if the clapper is removed from the zug, from the bell, adain tumosan alayin, it still remains tomei, it still has a function. So the Gemara has a question, Lamai Chazi, what's it roi for? After all, it should remain like a kli shenishbara. It's not functional anymore because the clapper is off. So it should not, why is it still a kli? Why is it adayin tumosan alein? The tumah should dissipate. It should be broken. It's like a shever kli. On that, Abaya answered, Omer Abaya, hoil shehedid yochel achziroi. There's a special din that even though the clap is removed, he can put it back on. All he has to do is hook it back on. So in Mele, it's not both of the same kli. On that Gemara de Kasha, Mosef Rova, it says in the Braisa, Hazug ve'inbel chibur, that the zug and the imbel, the bell and the clapper is considered a chibur, it's mashma, that if one becomes tomei, the other one is automatically tomei, the hazah of one works on the other. Now that implies that it's only considered a chibur when it's mechubur. But if it's not attached, if it's disattached, so then it's not going to be a chibur. It seems to imply that it's not a chibur, even though you had your yochel achziroi. Not like Abaye said, "Hoy had your yochel achziroi." V'chitem, and the Gemara wanted to say on that on Omid Beis that hachi koma af gav the loy mechuber kamanu mechuber domi that einich anami zug and inbel is considered a chibur. Because hedid yochel achziro, even though it's not mechuber, it's commanded mechuber domi. So we see clearly not like that from the fact that it says in the Braisa that mispoyer shel prokim and izmel shel yihitni, these type of scissors that come apart, the two blades, are only considered a chibur for tuma and not a chibur for hazon. The Gemara explained that the reason why it's a chibur for tuma is a chumra that were goyzer shaloi b'shas melocha. Otu shas melocha, and the reason why it's not a chibur for hazor that we're goyzer b'shas melocha or to shloi b'shas melocha. But on Kaponim, we see clearly from that brisa that chibur means it has to be connected physically, connected. It's not enough the fact that it's yed yochel achziro. So ibezoi, what's the pshat to Abaye's teretz is nitches? Abaye they wanted to say hoyv yed yochel achziro. We see clearly hazug ve'in bel chibur is mashma connected, and if it's connected, only then is it a chibur. Then tome for one is metame the other, but it has to be physically connected, not yochel achziro. And don't tell me maybe it means yochel achziro. We see from the brisa that mispoyer shel prokim and izmo shel hidni were goyzer b'shas melacha shloi b'shas melacha, but it has to be mechuber. On that, the Gemara said the last line in Nun Chesamid Beis Elo Magove Hoyil Daf Nun Tesamid Aleph Hoyil v'Royil La'Kisha Al Gabi Cheres. The reason why it's considered a kli, even though nitbelu in belayin, the reason why tumos and alayin is not because of hedid yochel achziroi. Abaye wanted to say on an chesam and beis, the reason is because hedid yochel achziroi. So you can, all you have to do is take the clapper and put it back on the hook. Zok the Gemara no. Zok the Gemara elam arova. The reason why that the zug va'imbel is considered that nitlin belayin is a dying to mosan alayin is not because hoyo v'hedjid yochel achziroi. It's hoyo v'roi lakisha gabicheres. It retains its original function. What was the original function? The original function of the clapper was to produce a sound of a ding sound. So the Gemara says that even without the clapper, it can produce a sound. What kind of sound? A clang sound. You can clang the zug itself even without the clapper inside. Lakisha gabicheres. As a matter of fact, the Ben Chananel says, "Hoy v'roy la'kishoy hatinok al gabi cheres ulashmiyak koil." It's the same function that the child can use, just like he can take the bell and ding it with the clapper in there. He can make a different sound. He can take the zug and bang it against the kli cheres, so it's a different sound. So that's why it's adayin tumos and alein. The reason why adayin tumos and alein is not because hoy v'hedid yochel achziroi. The reason why adayin tumos and alein because it still retains its original function of producing that sound. So Rashi, umashmiya kol shib kibetchila. It's not bottled the original melacha. Just like if you have a kli that you have a hole in there. So if the hole is less than the size that a riemann, a pomegranate can go protrude through there, so then it still retains the same kli. The kaiman, the loy tiram into masai, it still remains a kli tome. It's not metari. That's not called the shever kli. Bishum the roila melachtoi. It still can hold the rimonim. It can hold pomegranates. So the same thing over here. Since it's Roy Lakisha Gabi Cheres, it's like a kli that's nikka b'pochus mimoitzerimoin. It still retains its original function. Just like the function of the kli is to hold something, so it can still hold pomegranates, it's less than pochus mimoitzerimoin the whole. So we're also, it retains the original function of mashmiya koil. It can be mashmiya koil, hoil v'roy lakisha gabi cheres. Not because it's like Abai wanted to say, because hedjit yochel achzira, you don't need an umen, you don't need a specialist to put it back on, or to hook it back on. No. The reason is not because you hook it back on. The reason is because it still retains its original function of roy lakisha gabi cheres. Zok d'gmore itmai nami, we learned similarly in the Braise, om Reb Yosef ben Chanina, hoil v'roy lakisha gabi cheres. You can be makish the zug, even without the imbol, al gabi cheres. Now Rashi in the top of Nuntes, Amen Aleph, Rashi goes through all this, the whole sugi now that we had. Zog Rashi. The second line, Zog Rashi, the third line, Vahashti Itatze Kula. Now the whole sugi is Maturit. All the Gemaras that we had on Ches. Why? The Behema, by a Behema, we said that we had a steer by Behema. On the one hand, it says that a Behema's zug is Mekabel Tuma. Shall delas tahirav shall del behema it's tmeya, shall behema it's considered a kli, and by a delas it's mechubel kaka. And yet on Nunchesam and Aleph we said that zevezet tahirin by zug of a behema, by tzavar or b'ksus, both of them are namakabel tuma, zevezet mekabel tuma. So it's a stira. So we answered the Gemara on the top of Nunchesam and Bey said that no, that the difference is that hodi isla imbel, hodi lesla imbel. By behema depends if it has an imbal or not. So Zog Rashi over here that Vahashli Tatsa Kula, the behema Torah is talking about beloy imbal, when it does not have an imbal, doesn't have the clapper. Kriktonimasis and Kamaisa, the lab mono, it's not called a mono. Ube imbal, and when it has an imbal, enchlami, it's tome, kurikime babasraisa, like we said before about the basraisa, shall behema, it's called tomeya. That by an imbal, it's called tome. The imbal mashvele mono. Ude odom godol. When you have an odom that's a godol, not a tinuk, then af beloy imbel tomei, because it's considered a takshitu. Beloy boy imbel, you don't need the clapper to be a takshit. V'hanelektoni bekamaisa the mekablin tuma. We said zevzet tomein by the odom. Ude ketanim, when it comes to infants, the lekola of it, it's meant for emanating a noise, a sound. It's in order to keep the baby put him to sleep. The lekola of it, so kibuluhu de loy kabel beloy imbel, it's not a kabatuma. It doesn't go and become tummy unless it's made with an imbel. Kiritoni elam imbel tohoyin, bishlohoy loy imbel me'olam, it never had an imbel in the first place. The le nigma malachtin, it never came off the conveyor belt, it never was made with an imbel, so it's not a kabatuma. However, if let's say it had an imbel and nitlu imbelayin, so then bein lifnei tuma bein laachatuma tmeim don inishtabu kashir, that's not called a shever kli. Just removing the imbel doesn't make it into a shever kli, so mele it retains its tuma once it had an imbel originally. So this is the terrace of Rabbi Yosef Chanina, and Rabbi said that hoyil v'roy lakisha gabi cheres. That is a reason why it's a tumas and alein, because it still retains its original function of mashmiya koil. Zok the Gemara, the third line, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, hoyil v'roy legamea boi mayim letinoik. A new reason. Rabbi Yochanan says the reason why the zug is tomei is not because it still can retain its original function. You can use it for a different function. Without an imbo, without a clapper, it's roy legamea boi tinoik. You can use it as a bottle for a baby. You can scoop water into it and use it as a cup, and he can drink from the cup. So the reason why the zug, this bell, which is a shape of a bottle, so to speak, like a cup, a holder, is roy legamea b'mayim letinoik, so that's why it's considered a kli, and that's why I die in Tumas and Alein. So we see a Sedzik Machloikas, when in order to retain the same kli, that it remains tomei, does it have to have its original function, Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, or is it sufficient if it has a new function, as long as it has a tashmish of a kli, even though it's a different function, it might not have been the original main function, it's roy legamea b'mayim letinoik. We find similarly, on the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav, at the end of Bamer Madlikin, we said legabe shofar. A shofar is muktzah because you can't be mashmiya koil on Shabbos. So the Gemara said that the reason why it's not muktzah is because you don't need ke'e malachtoi, the original function. It's roi legamea by tinuk, you can use it as a baby bottle. And that was a machlokes over there. The same yisodis like a machlokes over here we have. In order to, just like over there, begabe muktzah, is it enough that it's roi legamea by tinuk? So then we would consider that it's not muktzah. Or no, that's not its original function. And the same thing over here, legabe tuma. In order to retain the shame kli, and it's still adayin tumas and alein, does it have to have the original function, lakish agabi cheres, or is it sufficient even if you have a different function, meaning legamea b'mayim latinoik? Meaning, do you need me'ein melachta harishoyna or not? Now, frag the Marakasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan laboy me'ein melachta harishoyna. You're saying that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the kli it still retains a function. It doesn't have to be its original function. It's considered that adayin tumas and it's not called a shever kli just because it's not functional for the original function. It's goy legamei by tinik. That's enough. It might not serve as a clapper, as a ring sound, because the clapper is out, but you can use it for legamei by maimon tinoik. And memela, it's not called a shever kli. You don't need its original function. You don't need its original function. But Tanya, we learned in a braisa state behedya legabei tumas medrus. It says, v'chola kli asheyeshiv olav. Any kli that is zov or need a sit on, become tomei. Zog the Gemara, yochol kofo so b'yoshav aleo. Let's say you take a barrel that's really meant to fill it up with a food item or to measure food with it, a saw, and you flip it over and you use it now as a stool, he sat on it, or kofo takiv. Takiv is a different measure. It's a half a saw. It's just a smaller type of barrel. You flip it over and you use it as a stool. V'yoshav olav, and the zover, the nida, sits on it. So you might think, you hate tomei, that the kli should be tomei medrus. Talmud loymar, ashe yeshev olav azov. It doesn't say a loshon ashe yoshav, that he once sat on it. That doesn't make it that it's tumas medrus. It has to be meyuchad lekach, yeshev olav azov, loshon osid. It has to be that it's functional for sitting on. Lafuke what? Misha meyuchad lishiv, it has to be meant for sitting. Yotzazesh oimeloi, amoid venasem lachtenu. If it's a barrel that's meant for measuring food, so the guy could be sitting on it, the owner is going to say, please get up, my friend. I need this to measure the food. And don't use it as a stool. So when you say, amoid venasem lachtenu, so it's not considered ashe yeshev olav azov. It's not meant for a stool. It's meant for a measuring a tool. It's meant for something to hold food in there. So therefore, legabe tumas medrus, it's not considered a kli that's meant for medrus. It's not meant for a stool. That's called trilas tuma. It's not meant for tumas medrus. So the Gemara is saying that just like it's not meant for tumas medrus because amoid venasam lachteinu, it's not meant as a stool. So hu adin, when it comes to something that was meant for sitting on it, azov sat on it, and now it's not, and it became tumas medrus, and now it's let's say cracked, it's not royal yeshiva anymore. So even though you can use the shards for something else, it's pocket the shame tuma. It's called the shever kli because it's like you can use it for its original function. It's like amoid venasam lachtenu. It's like just like for the trilas tuma, it's not meant for yeshiva. We say amoid venasam lachtenu, use it for a barrel. So to something that was yeshiva's meant for yeshiva's medrus, but now that it broke and it cannot be used for yeshiva's medrus, so in mela it's not shaykh anymore. Amoid venasam lachtenu for its original function. So in mela, It's like we say, we can't use it for the original function anymore. So in Mele, it's Torah min HaMedrus. Something that's not Roy for its original function is Torah min HaMedrus. So here we see clearly, you need its original function. Continues the Braisa, and Machloikas as follows. Rabbi Loza Oimer, b'medrosois, when it comes to Tumas Medrus, we taka say, Oimrim, amoit v'nasim lachtenu. Meaning, if we can still say, do the original function of yeshiva, then it has a tumas medrus on it. But if let's say it's broken and you can't do the original function, you can't do the original malacha, so even though it's used for a different function, it's pakam and a tumas medrus. That's called the shever kli. Ve'einomi b'tomei meis. Mashenken a kli that became tomei because a meis touched it. So over there we don't say amoid v'nasim lachteinu. Even if it's not roi for its original function, even if it's not kei malachti rishoyna, but lemais it's roi for any malacha, so then it retains the same kli and it remains tumas meis. But tumas meis we're more machmir. You don't have to have kei malachti rishoyna. But comes along Rabbi Yochanan, that's going to be the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan alone. But Rabbi Yochanan Omar, af oime b'tomei meis, amoit v'nasim lachteinu. Even by tomei meis, we have to retain the original function in order that it's not called a shever kli. So we see clearly Rabbi Yochanan requires that you have to have its original function. Even by tomei meis, you have to have amoit v'nasim lachteinu. The original function of that kli has to be functional. And it's just because you can find another function with the shards, that doesn't make it that it's still a kli. It's a shever kli. It has to be amoit v'nasim lachteinu, the original function. So we see clearly Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion, you need the original function. So how does he suddenly say over here that the zug, the bell is roi legamei b'mayim letinoik, l'chari it needs the original function, like Rabbi Yosef Bachanina says, lahakish Agabi Cheres, that you can bring forth a sound of Bimaksha Agabi Cheres. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't need that. Rabbi Yochanan says it's sufficient. It's Roy Lakameh Baman Latinoik. That's like he says over here, that he says that even by Tomei Meis, he say, Amoid Vinas Machteni, you need its original function. And for the Gemara, Epuch Kamaisa, meaning the original machloikas that we have on the top of the Omet. Rabbi Yossi Bechanina says, Roy Lakish Agabi Cheres. Rabbi Yochanan says, Roy Lakameh Baman Latinoik. Switch that around. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion, the original function that it can bring forth a sound. And Rabbi Yosef Bechanin is the one that said, it's able to be used as a scooper to fill up water for a child, for an infant. Why are you switching around Rabbi Yochanan in the first braisa? Maybe switch around Rabbi Yochanan in the second braisa. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan that says that even by Tomei Meis we say, maybe switch it around. And so Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says, and you don't need original function. And Rabbi Yochanan would hold, even if it does not have the original function, it still retains the Tumei Meis. It would not be Torah Mitumasai. And the Hainu Rabbi Yochanan Le'olam would remain with the Shita of Hoy V'Roy L'Gamer B'Mayim L'Tinoik. You do not need original function. And be Mahapach the second Rabbi Yochanan with the Shita of Rabbi Lazar. And that Gemara answers, no, we found a third Braisa that says that Rabbi Yochanan clearly says that you need the original function. And that's why Mahapach Kamaisa, then instead of the Gamer B'Mayim L'Tinoik, he says, Hoy Roy V'Lakish Agabicheres. Why? What's the third Braisa? Zog Gemara, Shamina L'Rabbi Yochanan, the boy Me'im L'Achta Rishoyna. We find Rabbi Yochanan requires the original function. The Tanan, Shteta Mishnin Kalim, Sandal Shal Behema Shal Mateches. Meaning, if you have a sandal of a Behema, that's like a sandal. Not a shoe horse, but like a sandal that he wears in order that he shouldn't step on rocks that's made out of metal. So Tomei, it's Mekabel Tuma. How Zog the Gemara, Lemai Chozi, what's the purpose and the function of this sandal? L'chaira, just because it's a Tashmish of a Behema, that doesn't make it a Royal Mekabel Tuma. Zog Rashi, because the most that it is a Tachshit, and ain't Tachshit the Behema. So that would not be a reason why it's Mekabel Tuma. On that, the Gemara says the reason why the sandal of the behemoth is mekabel tuma is Omar Rav. Rav's opinion is roy lishlus mayim b'mechama. You can a person can take this sandal and use it and scoop up water and drink at a time of war. Stami, you take a cup, but at a time of war, you'll take anything that's available. So you take the sandal of the behemoth and use it as a cup and scoop up water. Rav Chanina says the second teretz. That what? That royal is losuk by Shemeb and Mechama. In a time of war, you're ready to take this sandal of the Behema and utilize it, a place to store oil in, and use it to anoint yourself. Losuk by Shemeb and Mechama. And Rabbi Yochanan says, and that's the gate to us, Rabbi Yochanan says the reason why it's roy letashmish is b'shor shebereach minakrov, when the person is on the run in the time of war, menicha biraglov, he takes his animal sandal and what? And he places it on his own foot. Virots al koitzin balabakanim. So he can use it to make the big leap, the big run. He can run away at the time of war. So what do we see? Why does Rabbi Yochanan have to say a new reason? What's wrong with the first two reasons that he can use it for a cup holder to drink or he can use it to store oil? Rabbi Yochanan specifically has to say a function which is the original function. The original function was that the animal uses it to walk and to protect himself from pebbles and stones. So the human, the Adam, is taking it and using it for the same function. And that's why it's Mekabel Tuma. The function of running away and not stepping on thorns. So why does Rabbi Yochanan dafka say Me'ein Malach Rishayna? So we see clearly Rabbi Yochanan holds that you need Me'ein Malach Rishayna. So Adin, when it comes to Tomei Meis, we say dafka, Boy V'Nasim Malachteinu, you need the original function. And if only then is it still Roy L'Kabel Tuma. But if not, it's called the Shever. And Me'ele Yimahapach the first Rabbi Yochanan, not because Roy L'Gamer B'Mayim L'Tinoik, but rather the Zug is because Roy L'Akish Al Gabi Cheres. Now the Gemara is Mechalik in the three Terutzim. My Bein Rav L'Rab Chanina. Rav's Teretz was that it's Roy to drink in the time of war. Rab Chanina's Teretz was it's Roy Losuch by Shem and Melchama for anointing oil to put oil in there. What's an Afkamim between the two things? Both of them using it as a storage place. Zog the Gemara, Ikabinayu the Mois. If it's putrid, if it's disgusting, so then you're not going to use that sandal for drinking because it's putrid, it's mos. Mashenken, if the reason is because that you want to be sach shemen, for shemen you can hold it even in a sandal that's dirty. The fact that you're holding shemen in there, that doesn't bother you. To drink, you're not going to use it, but for shemen you would store it. So that's enough community in Rav and Rav Chanina. Zog the Gemara, that you can make yourself and use it as rotz ala koytzim ala bakanim. You can use it yourself to run away in a time of war. What's the difference between him and Ebchanina? Ebchanina's teretz of oil. The difference is the yakir. If the sandal is very heavy, so if it's very heavy, I can't use it to run away. It's defeating the purpose. I got to make a big run in the time of Melchoma. I'm not going to be able to run if it's heavy. So it's not going to be functional for that. It's not Melachta Rishoyna. Masha'enkein Ekunta B'chanina, that all you need is Losach by Shemen, even though it's not Melachta Rishoyna, it's useful. You can use it, you can utilize it to store oil to anoint yourself. Just because it's heavy doesn't mean you can't store oil in here. But if it's heavy, you can run with it. So Mitzad Me'em Melachta Rishoyna Ekunta B'yechlan, it would not be a reason because it's heavy. But Mitzad the reason of B'chanina, it would be a good reason because it's Roy Losach by Mekabel. It will be royal loss of shemen, and it will be mekabel tumetaka. Because according to B'chanin, you don't need me'em alach to rishoyna. According to B'yechna, when it's covered, you don't have the function of me'em alach to rishoyna. Zog the Gemara of Eloi, be'ir shal zov. A woman is not allowed to go to a shus rabim with a ir shal zov, with a bracelet or a necklace or a pin with an ir shal zov, a background of a city made out of gold. Zog the Gemara, what kind of jewelry is this? May be Irshal Zov, what is this? Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Bachana, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Yushalayim did the Havo. It's a piece of jewelry that you see the background of Yushalayim in gold. That's Chokuk, B'toichoy. So this is something that you place on your cloak. It's something you pin in, Keneged Alev. So Mamela over there, it will be something that it's a Tachshit, and it's a Tachshit, you might take it off and show it off. Zog the Gemara, Daf Nuntes, Omed Beis, like Rabbi Akiva made for his wife, like the Gemara in the Dorim describes, how apropos before Shavuos, the Gemara describes how Rabbi Akiva before Lama Torah, before he became a Talmud Chacham, he lived in a haystack because Kalba Savua did not let him and his wife benefit from any of his wealth. So he lived in a haystack, and Rabbi Akiva took out the hay from his wife's hair, and he told her that if I'm going to learn and I'll become rich, I'll buy you one day this beautiful bracelet, this pin of Ir Shel Zov of Yishlaim de Dehavel. And he did when he came back, eventually, when he came back with 24,000 Talmidim, and he said, Shaliv Shaloch. It's all because of her, because of her schus. And that was the schus haTorah that Rabbi Akiva had because of his wife. That is the Ir Shel Zov that you're not allowed to go in the Shus HaRabim. We'll stop over here, the top of Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis.